Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for you, your family, your friends, the community, anybody who wants to better improve their health or wants to learn how to maintain their health or wants to get out of their health concerns. And we're here each week to do that. And to help me do that is my cohort who's always in studio with me. He's actually the man behind the scenes that creates the basis for what we talk about. He does the research. He asks me the questions. His name is Mark Sabin, and we want to welcome Mark to the show by saying, welcome, Mark, and welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Doc. The fact that I get to do these shows with you every week is an opportunity to ask a lot of questions, and as I do the research, it's to looking into some of the health issues that are facing people and also to sort of adjust it a little bit to according to the theories of Chinese medicine, and because there's a cycle that happens with health from a Chinese perspective, that the different systems of the body relate to the different times of the year when they're most available to deal with the health issues that might be surrounding them. And at this time of the year, one of the organs that we talk about is the gallbladder. And interestingly enough, in America, one of the most common surgeries that's being done is the removing of a person's gallbladder. And it's almost as if doctors are saying to their patients, the gallbladder is not really an essential organ. It's kind of like your tonsils or your appendix. But then you don't buy that, do you?
Absolutely not. I've seen too many people get their gallbladders removed. And it is a most vital organ for all digestive issues, for all headaches, for all knee pains. It's an absolutely essential organ. It helps to counterbalance the liver. And to remove it just creates a litany of problems that your doctor will never tell you about.
And one of the things I just read recently is that the appendix, which, you know, when I grew up, they considered a non-essential organ. In fact, it wasn't even considered an organ. It was just the appendix, whatever that meant. And they recently discovered that actually it's the repository for a lot of the healthy bacteria that's necessary for your good health, the gut bacteria. And it's almost like the appendix is a storehouse for probiotics.
And if you think about it, being placed right at the beginning of the large intestine, doesn't it seem logical that it helps maintain the proper microbiome for the large intestine? I mean, it's, you know, you don't have to be a rock rocket scientist. Well, maybe you do need to be a rocket scientist because the medical profession doesn't seem to recognize the positioning of it and the logic behind why it would be positioned there.
Well, you know, so much of what you talk about has to do with common sense approach to healthcare and even to looking at anatomy and physiology to take into consideration that nature didn't put these things in your body for no reason. There has to be a good reason for it. You know, and that just sort of leads me to wonder, what is it that Western medicine doesn't really know about the body, that they're presuming that they do, but they don't?
Well, still too much, I'm sure. When studying Eastern health practices, they do everything within the flow of nature and the body's natural rhythms. And Western medicine takes a very different approach. It's very cut and dry in their approach. Medicate it to suppress or cut and remove with surgery. It's very barbaric, if you ask me.
That's kind of a crazy thing to think, to make the assumption that parts of our body are not necessary. I mean, why would we have these parts if they were not necessary?
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense, that's for sure. And I'm certain that the universe, regardless of what your belief system is everything serves a purpose and has a reason for existence, which is why it exists.
So. Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, you can live without parts of your body. I mean, people who have amputations live lives and they can be completely full lives. But, you know, ultimately, especially when we're talking about the organ systems, it can't be the healthiest way to live, because once you take out a gallbladder or an appendix, there are consequences to that operation.
Always, and each of us must take responsibility for the choices that we make, even if the person helping you to make that decision has an agenda. We are responsible for everything that happens to us and or doesn't happen to us, and we all need to do a better job of living that way, not just thinking about it.
Well, I mean, so, you know, when you get into the problems of the gallbladder, there are about 1 million new cases of gallbladder and gallstone disease diagnosed every year in the U.S., and so this is a pervasive problem. So what's going on?
Well, that depends on who you speak to. As we've stated, your traditional medical doctor feels that it's worthwhile to do, to remove the patient gallbladder based upon symptoms. And it's important for that to happen because it's important to keep the medicine going on. What I've seen is that the gallbladder is the storage site for all resentments and frustrations and repressed emotions, and it's the place we make our decisions out of every day, good or bad. And when a person is letting their life and the people in it control them, it creates a lot of anger and resentment. And if it's not handled properly, this leads to gallbladder disease and eventually gallstones.
That's interesting that you're talking about emotions. I mean, gallstones are a physical thing. So how do those two things correlate?
Well, it's a longstanding repressed emotion or longstanding, anger or longstanding frustration or longstanding indecision that helps that to concentrate within the gallbladder. When that stress is there, the body always tries to relieve the pressure. And one of the ways that it does that when there's a lot of stress going on there is it tries to strengthen the area by solidifying things. And so when a body produces arthritis, it's trying to protect a joint that is having some issues with it. And so it lays down extra bone. And inside the gallbladder with gallstones, it's no different. It's the body's way of trying to wall off and isolate the specific irritants. And these end up becoming gallstones.
Mm-hmm. So why do so many doctors recommend people having their gallbladders removed instead of some other way of treating the problem?
Well, you cannot recommend something other than what you know. And with the pressure so many doctors have to help people with all the government oversight, they don't have time to consider anything other than what they've been taught. And so what they've been taught in school is if it's dysfunctional, just simply remove it. And it's a very common surgery. It used to be a very involved surgery, but now it's done. It can even be done robotically where they're just going to create 3 little tiny incisions in the chest wall, if you will, actually just below the chest, abdominal wall, and they're going to go in and they're going to remove the gallbladder surgically. And you know, if that's what you've been trained to do, why would you look to do something different than what you've been trained to do? So it's not recommended.
Mm-hmm. So there's also the fact that many people have been taught, I mean, we're talking now patients, have been taught to put absolute trust in their physicians for any and every health-related issue.
Well, this is by design. When medicine first became centralized as to their foundation, traditional approach, people were taught to believe in what your highly trained doctor would tell you. And after all, they know more than you do, and they save lives, and they help make people feel better. And so, 100 years ago, it was a different scenario. But nowadays, with all the prescriptions and the government oversight and the need to medicate and the need to make profits and all of those kinds of things, the focus and the detriment to people's lives is secondary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it has changed a lot. Now, part of the reason that you do this show is to educate and empower people to be better and able to take control of their own health. As you say, it's their responsibility. So knowing that there are other ways of naturally supporting a person's health, using treatments that don't rely on toxic medications or surgeries is something that a lot of people don't realize is out there.
Yeah, and that's because other solutions, natural solutions, things that do not require medication or surgery are not made widely known. It's in an effort to make the standard of care the medicine and the surgery. And they've been very successful at convincing people of this, and marketing has been quite successful, and just the mentality. And you ask anybody on the street, a symptom-based question, and they're going to recite exactly what the medicine that's recommended for that. I mean, you used to ask children, how do you spell relief? And they used to say, R-O-L-A-I-D-S. And it's like, well, that's what marketing has done, rather than helping them to understand, no, that's a marketing gimmick. That's not really how you mm-hmm. spell relief.
Yeah, no. So it is possible to take another approach to health, but you have to be willing to take an active role, and you need to take on the responsibility for your health before you have a preventable health crisis. That's really the way that you're advocating people take care of their health.
Absolutely, and we've trained people to expect someone else to be responsible for our health, and we all have to prepay for it now with the government-enforced health care that we have in this country, and we make people believe that it will be taken care of for us, and this could not be further from the truth, and yet people still think it is the truth, and people are going to, at one point or another, when they have a health crisis and they want to go, quote, use their insurance, they're going to wake up to the fact that, well, maybe their insurance is not going to handle it the way that they would like it to be handled. They're going to handle it the way that the insurance industry handles it. And with all the bureaucracy and your ability to get in just to see your doctor sometimes becomes impossible. And it's based upon how things are being regulated.
Yeah, it's a big problem. And it's good that we have this other approach that we talk about here on the show. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about some of the issues around the gallbladder and what people can do.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225. And ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225, the doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, and I've been talking to you this morning with my cohort, Mark Sabin, about the gallbladder.
Well, it is one of the smallest organs in our body. So what exactly does the gallbladder do?
Well, it depends upon, we have a bunch of different philosophies that are out there related to whether it's essential or non-essential. And essentially what the gallbladder does is it's there to help break down your fat, and it's turn it into building blocks, the essential fatty acids that the body needs to manufacture hormones, to fight inflammation, to maintain cellular integrity, maintain cholesterol levels. I mean, there's so much that goes on with the proper breakdown of fat. And so the gallbladder's job is to make sure that that happens efficiently.
So what happens if we don't break down the fat properly?
Well, you're going to have issues with hormonal imbalances that influence the whole system, from digestion to hormone health to immune health to inflammation. It's really, really important that we break our fats down. And it's also very, very important, Mark, that we consume fat on a regular basis. And so stimulating your gallbladder regularly helps to keep it flushed. When we go away from our ability to digest fat, that puts a stress on the gallbladder. Not stimulating it is equally as stressful to it as overstimulating it would
so
be.
A low so fat diet would be a
low fat diet is going to be a problem for the gallbladder, and that's why we have so much gallbladder disease.
And there are different types of fats as well. There's polyunsaturated fats, there's
monos, and there's saturated, and you need a nice balance of all three in order for your body to have what it needs to do the things that it needs to do. You know, one is not any worse than the other, in spite of what the media may have tried to teach us.
Now, in particular, you say that all headaches are related to the gallbladder. And, you know, in fact, if you look at Chinese medicine's meridian system that's governed by the gallbladder, you see that it actually zigzags all over the back and the side of the head. So with all those acupuncture points on the head, it does point out that relationship to the gallbladder and the gallbladder meridian to headaches.
Yes, very much so. And when checking someone who gets headaches, their gallbladder circuit is always blown. We've helped a person identify this for themselves and help them reset the circuit, and their lifelong headaches seem to go away without medication. It's quite enjoyable to help these people who have suffered for far too long when they don't have to, and to give them the understanding that they need on how to take control of their situation rather than be the effect of their condition.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed that that those headaches oftentimes will get worse after eating. That must be related to the gallbladder.
It may or it may not. It may be related to an allergic problem. It just becomes a question of is it related or is it not related? If the food that you're eating is irritating the gallbladder, then you could get a headache that ends up being worse after eating. Mm-hmm. Many times the headache is not related to what one eats, and it is often due to a thought or something that they're exposed to from an airborne source.
Mm. Now, what are some of the other conditions that arise from a gallbladder that's out of balance? I've heard you say that chronic knee pain, as well as localized pain in the lower ribs on the right side.
Gallbladder meridian passes right straight through the middle of the knee, and when it has issues and it's affecting the lower part of the meridian, the areas that are governed by that meridian will have problems. So this is what leads to knee pain. And the area that you mentioned related to the lower right side of the belly, right where the ribs are, that's where the gallbladder sits. And so when the gallbladder really gets irritated, then that part of your body will also be painful. It's similar to, if somebody has an appendix issue, it's going to locate to the lower right quadrant of their belly. This is the upper right quadrant of the belly. Mm-hmm. It's specific for the gallbladder.
See, now, of course, the most common problem that we've all heard about is gallstones. And sometimes those can be almost as big as the gallbladder itself, or they can just be a collection of small stones that become stuck in the duct that connects from the liver to the gallbladder. What are gallstones?
Gallstones are a solidifying of the bile with calcium, forming calcium oxalate, which oftentimes it's over time is repeated stress and repressed emotion that ultimately ends up solidifying and becoming a gallstone.
Mm-hmm. So now I've heard of people passing gallstones, but I've also heard you recently talk about what gallstones are like before they actually harden. So is it possible to eliminate them before they're fully formed?
Reversing what the body has come to know as normal is not difficult. It just needs to be consistent. So dissolving them and helping the person to pass them safely is not a hard thing to do. It just takes time depending on the person's situation. Everyone is different, and I have helped many people eliminate their gallstones naturally. It just, you need proper supervision. It's not something that you want to undertake on your own, because if you don't take the time to help reduce them and to help soften them and to decrease their size, if they get wedged in your bile duct, you're going to have a serious issue. And so you need proper supervision, and you shouldn't do it on your own.
So you can actually begin to dissolve them naturally without having to go through surgery, or they can actually soften even when they're formed. formed.
Well, yeah, it's just a question of reversing the process that created them. And people, it's interesting because people think, well, it's only a one-way street. No, it's not a one-way street. Everything in your body has the ability to create something and has the ability to tear it down after it's been created. And it just becomes a question of what's the impetus behind it. Are you stimulating a particular response or are you stopping a particular response? And doctors have led us to believe that once you have something that it becomes permanent and you're always going to have to treat it. And this isn't the case at all.
That's a very interesting point. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have some more questions about the gallbladder.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you suffer with headaches, possibly migraines, clusters, tension headaches, hormonal headaches? If you suffer from headaches of any kind, you have a gallbladder imbalance. My name is Dr. Richard Untun from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, and I would like to be your doctor and help you get over your headaches. So stop the medications, call my office, and let's get to work on getting rid of the cause of your headaches. The phone number is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Don't continue to suffer with headaches. Don't continue to put more toxins in your body by taking medication. Come get to the source of your headaches and let's get you back into the game of life.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Untun from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about headaches, and we're talking about gallbladder health and knee pain and all things related to the gallbladder.
Yeah, and there are a number of other structural problems that associate to an imbalance in the gallbladder. And as a chiropractor, you see people presenting with hip problems and disc problems in their back that relate to gallbladder issues, don't you?
Absolutely. I see them on a daily basis, and I educate the person about this, and I'm able to demonstrate the relationship so that the person sees the association and then can do something about it, you know, helping them to appreciate the relationship between what they're feeling pain-wise versus where the organ that is being affected by it is very valuable for the patient to understand so that they can make the appropriate changes in their lives and things don't get worse.
So how would you know if you have gallstones or the precursors to gallstones?
You'd need to have an ultrasound or an x-ray or a CAT scan or an MRI or something. Of all of these will demonstrate them themselves, and you don't need to have the exams unless you need to see them for yourself. There are some people who need to see it to believe it, and there are other people who will take my word for it. Most people who have the symptoms of long-standing gallbladder dysfunction will have gallstones to one degree or another when using any of these methods of viewing, and so you can certainly do that, or we can just help your gallbladder do what it's going to need to do anyway, and you'll pass them, and then you'll see them for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, eating well is one of the things that you talk about all the time on this show, and it must be a big part of gallbladder health. So do people go back and forth by dieting and then gaining weight create gallbladder problems in that way?
Well, only if they're frustrated with their circumstances. There are many who are happy no matter what goes on in life, and I envy those people, fat or skinny. They aren't too attached to their weight. They don't have problems, but if a person fights within themselves over their weight, chances are they will have gallstones over time just simply because they have a fat metabolism imbalance that's manifesting in the excess amounts of weight.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned emotions and the direct relationship that you have between your emotions and the organs in your body. So how can you be sure that your ability, say, to make decisions or your feelings of resentment and frustration can be traced back to a gallbladder imbalance?
Well, what's interesting is that the Chinese figured these things out only about 6,000 or 7,000 years ago, and there's been scientific validation that each emotion is carried on what's called a neuropeptide, and those neuropeptides are stored in different organs within the body, and the neuropeptides that store things like anger and resentment and frustration and indecision and emotional repression or depression, those are all stored within the liver and the gallbladder system. So resentment is primarily a gallbladder emotion, anger is primarily a liver emotion, but all the different types of related emotions that affect how that organ functions. And so it's very easy to correlate when we're doing the work that we do in my office. And, you know, people are fascinated with understanding more about themselves. And what's interesting is if I leave a patient in a treatment room for any period of time whatsoever, when I come back in, they're always looking at the emotional chart related to health, and they're saying, everybody says, check me for this, because they find themselves emotionally on this chart, and it's fascinating.
That's interesting that people would recognize in your office that the emotions that they're feeling, and then, oh yeah, they can relate it to something physically going on.
Right.
Now, when you, in your practice, you have dietary and whole food-based solutions to offer people. Are there some particular for the gallbladder?
Always. It's what I've learned over the years, and I've seen the results of supporting people with these solutions, and everyone needs to be evaluated for their individual needs. One of the best things that you can do for your gallbladder to keep it working and to keep it happy and flowing the way that it's supposed to is if you go to the grocery store in the vegetable section, there's a thing called red beets.
Yeah.
Okay. And typically in the grocery store, coming out of the tops of those red beets are what?
Red beet greens.
Right. There's beet leaf greens. And so the beet leaf greens actually have an ingredient in them called betaine. And so if you slice up those beet leaf greens and you put them in a salad and you eat those on a regular basis, the betaine is going to promote normal bile flow and keep the gallbladder happy. And so if you're eating that stuff on a regular basis, a couple times a week or every day with a salad or what have you, that's going to help keep your gallbladder happy. And for those people who aren't interested in eating that, we actually have a whole food supplement that is specifically high in betaine. It's made from beet leaf greens, and it's used to help people with gallbladder stress.
Now, so if you were to eat these red beet greens, would you be able to reverse a gallbladder issue, or would you just maintain a healthy gallbladder?
You would probably maintain it. I mean, if a person's chock full of gallstones, it would take a long time just by eating beet leaf greens to affect any kind of change in that. There's other ingredients that are necessary to help soften and get the body ready to remove the gallstones. But, you know, betaine is part of that formula. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they could eat them on a regular basis. It'll keep their gallbladder happy. It may help them maintain not needing to have their gallbladder removed because it's totally solidified. But, you know, they should come talk to somebody such as myself to get the understanding that they need so that they can take control of their situation.
And I know that there's a springtime detox program, and part of what that does is to cleanse the liver, but also cleanse the gallbladder.
Yes, it helps to flush the gallbladder and helps to get the garbage that's in the liver that gets processed through the gallbladder out of the body. And you know, this is the time of year that we do that because this is when the energy is highest in the liver and the gallbladder. And, you know, we've been doing this for the last 22 years, and we've been helping people this spring since the first day of spring to go through the detox. And we had a detox show last month. And mm-hmm. so, yeah,
it's part of the process. Now, how big a role does exercise play in having a healthy gallbladder?
Well, exercise is a natural stress reliever on the gallbladder. The physical expression of trapped emotions related to the frustrations in your life are expressed positively through exercise. And so taking the time to go out and be physically active and doing it for focused with the intention of you know, pushing your body is going to help to relieve some of the stress and the trapped emotion that affects how the gallbladder functions and how your liver functions. So exercise is a very, very good thing for people who have those kinds of repressed emotions.
Now, people who are maybe experiencing some of these emotional issues that they can't identify or can't seem to get over, or people who are finding that they're having issues with their gallbladder and have other questions that we're not able to answer on this show, the personal questions about you know, their own situation, what would they best do to reach you and ask those questions?
They should simply reach me and ask the questions. They could either email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's DOCRICK at spineboy.com. Or they can call my office directly, and I will be happy to talk to them, give them whatever time they need over the phone. The phone number is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And at the end of the day, helping you to understand your situation better is what my purpose is and what I live to do, and what I derive great pleasure in helping people. So you have to make the call, or you have to make the email. You have to reach out, and you have to figure out if you want the help or not. And when you're ready, I'm here. And until you're ready, you know, don't start something that you're not ready to follow through on. So I really appreciate the listener. I appreciate their listenership. And I appreciate all the people that email me and call and use my services to help facilitate better health outcomes for them. And I just want to thank the listener.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick, for putting the show together and talking each week about health issues and making yourself available to answer people's questions and to help people find a natural way back to health.
Absolutely. So I want to say thanks again. We're out of time for this week's show, so please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.